Namaste. Today we are going to talk about ghosts. Have you seen a ghost? Well, I certainly have, and I have experienced with non-living entities for most of my life, which maybe we may talk about in the episode or a little bit. A lot of us, especially in the United States, believe in ghosts. During Halloween, we go to haunted houses. We watch these successful TV shows on the paranormal experiences, paranormal houses. There's even a TV series Ghost, both in England and here in the US, which I've watched, which is pretty funny. But what is a ghost according to Vedic perspective? We have Pandit Atul Krishna Das with us, who was a monk in ISKCON, and then he was a monk in Gaudiya Math in India. And he is very knowledgeable and an expert about this concept. So, welcome, Atul.
Thank you.
So, I wanted to talk about first of all, have you ever had an experience with a ghost or a non-living entity?
Yes, I certainly have. In my younger days, I lived in an ashram in New York City, and the building, it was a 12-story building that used to be the headquarters of an organization. It was later turned into an old age home. So, as you can imagine, there were a large number of people who passed away in that building. And the first times that I had experiences, they weren't the type of tangible experiences that someone might see something, but there would be a sense of being stifled, of having trouble vocalizing. And of course, I would try to vocalize a mantra and, to say some auspicious sound to drive away this, bad effect. It was very mild, but it was definitely noticeable.
Wow. Yeah. No, I've had experiences like that, but New York has a lot of ghosts. I mean, I've only been there a couple of times, and as every building I entered was very ghostly. It's a very ghost-rich town, New York. But I wanted to talk about mechanics of how does one we die, and then we're supposed to move over. We move over, and every religion talks about that. How does, instead of moving over, one becomes a ghost?
Yes, and as far as New York having more ghosts per square foot than just about anywhere else, I strongly agree. I think it has a lot to do also with some of the mechanics of how someone becomes a ghost.
Right.
So we get information on a couple of ways. There's a couple of pathways that exist for someone to become a ghost. One is if someone dies in an intoxicated state. So if someone is really on drugs, if they're very drunk or they're high or something, and they die in that state, they may become a ghost. Another is if someone has usually also involving drugs or psychedelics, especially. There are some types of psychedelics that allow someone to have an out-of-body experience. It was a popular thing, especially back in the 1970s when Carlos Castaneda came out with his books about talks with Don Juan. People would experiment with it and they'd say, I want to do some astral projection and go and float around up there.
Oh yeah, that was the hippie age, but now the hippieism has just changed. It's just taken a different name and a different shape. How about people so these are people who are not dying a natural death. Let's say someone gives up their body from a trauma or a murder or something, or on the operating table, vis-a-vis someone who has given up their body, they are dying of old age. So is it a person who dies of old age will not become a ghost, vis-a-vis a person who has had an unnatural death will become a ghost?
Well, it's a bit more complicated than that. Because I was saying there's one path is if someone dies in a heavily intoxicated state. Another path might be if someone is experimenting with out-of-body experiences, they can actually get stuck and they can actually experience a trauma. They can just appear to have died of a heart attack, but they've actually gotten detached from the physical body.
They've gotten
And
stuck in that realm in a different dimension, and they just didn't come back to their body.
yes, they tried to get as far away from the body as they could, and they actually got far enough that they couldn't find their way back. And the body without the sukshma sharir, or the subtle body, which we'll explain, will perish. It won't last, or it might remain in a coma.
So anybody can become a ghost. So basically, that's the answer.
Anyone can, yes.
But
There's an.
who decides that, you know?
Well, this is also karma, and there are, we don't really think of it so much because, you see the police around and you think, well, I can't speed or I'll get a ticket. But we don't see police for karma. And so we think, well, I can pretty much do whatever feels good, and the only thing that's going to stop me is my conscience, my sense of what's right and what's wrong, and what will be a good thing to do or a bad thing to do from the perspective of morality.
So there's the karma police up in heaven. The providence has a karma police. And the karma police is counting everything we do, good, bad, ugly, every activity, the good, the volunteer work, the amazing things, the bad things, everything it's counting down. Of course, you're talking, Chitragupta and his big team. And depending on our karma, especially at the time of death, what say a person did lots of good karma throughout their life, but the time of death was weird.
Well, and that brings us to another. So there still, I think that it's good to understand the possible entries to become a ghost. Another is suicide. Suicide is almost always automatically going to involve remaining a ghost for some time, because the body that we're given is actually a gift. It is given to us. It's more like a rental car. And I go and I total my rental car, and then I call the car rental agency and I say, hey, I wrecked your car and I did it on purpose. I want you to send me a new car ASAP so I have an uninterrupted experience. What are they going to say? Well, first of all, they're going to say, you didn't sign up for the collision damage waiver, so you're on the hook for $40,000. Secondly, no way, ha ha, we're not going to do that.
So I've heard from sources back when I was in India that, this body does not belong to us. The body is a gift from God, and the body is given so we can work out our karma in this karma kshetra in this world. And then, people who try to commit suicide, if they're successful in next life, not only do they become ghost, but they have to come back as some heavy karma. They may come back as different abled. They may come back as some kind of karmic experience, or they may have a shorter life in the next body that they've been given automatically. So there are so many ways. So in all, basically, giving up the body is not going to absolve them of their karma. They still have to come back again to work out the rest of the karma. Am I right in that?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. Now, what I was saying is that all of our activities are witnessed, and there are witnesses to everything that we do, everything that we say, even our attitudes. Although we're not held accountable for our thoughts and our attitudes in this current age, but we are accountable for our words and for our actions. So you also mentioned, what about the circumstances? And this brings us to a fourth way that someone becomes a ghost. Now, I was lived in a place that used to be an old age home, and many people died there. And these weren't people who died by suicide. They didn't die in an intoxicated state. Then how did they end up becoming ghosts? Because here's the very important part of this. We are not this body, okay? We are actually the Atma residing within the body. Now, that's the simple explanation.
And
The
what is
more
Atma if you were talking to a layman?
the Atma is the self or the soul, it is that
The
thing.
spirit, the spirit.
Yeah, you could say spirit, but you know, people can interpret spirit in so many ways.
Right.
And so,
Oh,
you know,
soul.
yeah, Atma and Atma for soul is okay. And yeah, you could say the spirit, but the Atma is described in the Upanishads as 1/10,000th the size of the tip of a hair.
Mundaka Upanishad, I think.
Shvetashvatara
Oh,
Upanishad,
Shvetashvatara, okay.
also in Mundaka Upanishad, Keshagra Shatabhagasya Shatadaha Kalpatasya.
Right.
And the Atma is wrapped in layers of ahankar or ego, manas or mind, and buddhi or intelligence. So these three things together comprise what's called the subtle body or the sukshma sharir.
Right.
So think of the Atma as, you know, like a person who has no clothes, and the sukshma sharir is like an undershirt, a layer of underclothes. And outside that, we change our outer clothes. We change a coat. We put on one coat and we take it off. But the
Right.
sukshma sharir doesn't change. It stays with the Atma the whole time that we're in this world. But what the sukshma sharir does is it changes its shape according to the physical body that we're in.
So let me just reiterate it for the people who are listening. So basically, our physical body, so in Bhagavad Gita, doesn't it say everyone who is born must die? Everyone who is dead must be born again. So there's a cycle of
Yes.
life and death and reincarnation. So everyone who is dying, and before they're taking birth, some of them are going, just it's happening seamlessly. For others, before they take on another body, there's a time in which they spend their ghosts where they have not moved on. And you're talking about that. And ghost is simply the physical body is missing, and the subtle body, which people call astral body, subtle body, I don't know, there's more names for it that people call. So when they see a ghostly apparition, which looks like the person who died, is actually that ghost is simply a subtle body, which is Atma, and it has a layer of mind and intelligence, and it's in the shape of the body that it left, right?
That's correct. And this is one of the ways by which someone may become a ghost, because the physical body died, but if it died suddenly, like if there was a murder or there was an accident or some other traumatic event that happened, as you mentioned previously, then we may sometimes have the Atma is stuck in the subtle body and just not ready to accept the death of the physical body, and not ready to accept and move on.
Well, I have to tell you a story of somebody who died many, many years ago. And this person was a relative of from my mother's side. And after this person died, that person came to my mom and was even able to talk to her, and was completely confused and did not know what happened, could not understand that they have died. And so I went there and I could feel their presence, and I had to say, hey, listen, you have passed on, you have died, because this person died in a tragic circumstances. So it was very, very sad, and I had to sit there, and I called them, and the chair moved by itself, and everybody saw them. But I had to say, listen, you have to move on. And because go to temples, go where there's chanting going on, go, and collect this positive karma or positive credit or whatever, positive ions that'll attract. So what if, so I think one of the things that happens also is doing the proper antim samskar. I don't even know what is the English word for antim samskar in final rites.
You could say final rites, yes.
Yeah, but final rites, we do such a proper rite. At least in Hinduism, we are sending the Atma, we are talking to the Atma for 13 days, and then we are sending them off. What if somebody in their religion, they don't follow the final rites properly? What happens to them?
Well, so that is now that's another thing. The Atma in the Sukshma Sharir may wander for some time because they are trying to find their way.
I just want to
Now,
point out, Atma in a Sukshma Sharir is the ghost. Right.
yes, it is a ghost, but the specifics of being the ghost and having the appearance of a ghost who appears to have just, a single leg and not two legs.
Oh
That's
dear.
a
Oh my God.
that is a common description, ekapada.
Yes.
Now that's a more permanent state of being a ghost, but the sukshma sharir, the subtle body, does normally take the form of the physical body that it inhabits. So we might see someone just after they've died, and they may appear to be as they were in life. Now, there's another very important understanding here. The ability of the person in their subtle body to do things and to have an effect on the physical world and even to appear to others, it has a lot to do with their own mental and spiritual fortitude. Meaning, if someone, for example, did a lot of tapasya, if they had accumulated austerities, they would have abilities. They would have some ability to speak, to reach out, to communicate. And some of this ability can follow them even after the physical body has left.
So
Now,
what happens when this, so this, a ghost is nothing but the inner layers of our body, and before they move on, that is that. Now let's say it is time for them to enter another body. What will happen? Because the shape of, let's say from one body they were, in one species of life, and they're going to another species. How, but the ghost has a different shape. How does this shape change?
well, that's a very interesting question because it depends partly on whether they are moving up and whether they are evolving or whether they have, let's say, they are getting repossessed and they are moving back down the ladder.
What
Like,
does that mean? What is moving up and down?
so karma is like it's you think of like a video game where you have levels and you level up and you go up to the next level. For us in this world, leveling up would be going to the heavenly abode. In heaven, you live for 10,000 years, and each day of those years is equal to one of our years. So it's a very long lifespan. And there's very little suffering or negative result from whatever we do there. But it's kind of like going on vacation in Hawaii. At some point,
Right.
you're going to run out of your accommodation and you're going to have to come back to Podunk or wherever you live and go back to your 9-to-5 job.
Yeah,
And
it's interesting you give that example because I had done a podcast last week on what is karma, and I had kind of given an example that karma is like you've spent $2,000, you worked hard and you've accumulated this credit, which you're using to go on this amazing Disney vacation for 5 days or whatever. Now you go there, you have the vacation, now your credit is up, you have to go back.
Yeah, and it's just more applicable if you think of the vacation instead of being 5 days, it's like a 10,000 year vacation. And
But the thing is, like in Hinduism, it is not for eternity, but I know that there are other religions, they talk about, the providence is sitting there and, God is sitting there being all judgmental and for all eternity sending you here and there. We don't believe in that, right?
no. There is judgment. Now let's talk about someone who has been really, really wicked, who has just spent their life taking advantage of other people. And we had a discussion also about why bad things happen to good people.
Yeah, that's one of our
Sometimes,
most popular podcasts, by the way.
sometimes you also have bad people who seem to have it good. And we ask, why is that?
Right.
Because sometimes these are people who have accumulated good results that they have to use up so that they can go to a hellish condition. And hellish conditions are also not permanent. They're not eternal, according to our Hindu scriptures.
Right.
So let's say, for example, that someone spends their life cheating other people. Someone's a business person and they're always cheating people and they're using contracts and things to just cheat people out of their money, cheat people out of their savings. They go to a special hell where the agents of Yamaraj stitch them. They're in their subtle
Ooh.
body
Ah.
where they can feel everything, but they don't ever die. They get stitched with big, scary sharp needles.
But they're able to feel the pain in
Oh,
their subtle
yes.
body.
Oh, yes. They get to feel it, but they don't get to die.
Yeah.
They don't get to have an end to it. And
This
that's
is a
hell.
concept. This concept of hell is there even in Hinduism, except it's not permanent like in other religions.
Yes. And then they may come back as a rat, not like someone's nice, clean pet ratty, but a nasty New York City sewer rat.
Okay, all right. We've established that we do like New York City, but yeah, it does have rats and it does have ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had so many experiences with ghosts. I think we're going to end this portion right here, but we should definitely take up the concept of heaven and hell in one of the later podcasts. Thank you so much. Would you like to kind of recap everything we've done before we finish the podcast?
Yeah, well, we just talked about the basic facts that you're not the body, but you are the Atma residing within the subtle body or Sukshma Sharir. And the Sukshma Sharir, when it has gotten detached from the physical body, is what we refer to as ghost. And being the ghost can be a temporary state or a semi-permanent state. We also didn't really get to talk about the other side, where someone moves on to take a new physical body and how that process happens.
Yeah, let's take
That's
that on
a topic
another
for
part.
another
Yeah,
day.
that's a great topic. I definitely want to do that. But thank you so much.
All right, thank you.